The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, VA, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. So we're going to do a surprise unboxing. Mike Marr is going to bring in a box that was sent to the Junks. And here's just a word to the wise. Even though we've been doing radio for almost 30 years, we always love free swag. And we're probably going to spotlight you if you send us a big box of goodies. Now, this box looks like it was
so beat up.
It looks like it was attacked by the bear that was in JP's brother's front yard earlier this morning. I mean, look at this box. The tape is all askew.
Does that mean it's already been like?
No, I just think it looks like it was aggressively handled by the U.S. Postal Service.
Right. Well, it's the tape job is horrible too.
And I believe
Been rifled through. We probably stole the good stuff.
I don't think so.
All right.
I believe this is from the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs.
Have they sent the stuff before?
Not that I know of.
All right. We have some blue crab.
Very good.
Bags.
I got a bag.
Let me see that.
I mean, Valdez is going to go do
I'm a plastic guy.
You think Valdez isn't going to do his grocery shopping?
Yeah, I was going to say, that looks like some good giant bag.
With a bag with a crab on them? That. No. I'm not doing that.
Very good.
I like the t-shirt.
Cursive Blue Crabs t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's nice font like that. JP's modeling it.
I challenge Cakes to say something negative about the free stuff we got.
EB, I'm trying to keep the pipeline going.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand how this bit works?
Who are these players?
Southern Maryland.
Broughton?
I mean, if you know players on the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs,
Did they send any hats? I'm interested in the hats.
You're the
hats
look good. Baseball dork on the planet.
I'm probably not going to wear an old school cotton t-shirt.
JP's rifling through the box.
There's some hats.
There we go.
Give me first dibs on the hats.
There you have it.
Yeah, I know you and I are hat guys.
We are hat guys. If there's a beanie in there, I get first dibs.
These are all like actually kind of sharp.
EB likes the lids.
Dude, I like
the lids. The rest are just t-shirts.
Very good. Well, thank you to the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs. We do appreciate.
Which one do I like the most?
I guess they play in Waldorf.
You know what? Now,
because I kind of like this shirt. No, it says
I'm in the deep end now.
It says Southern Maryland Blue Crabs,
okay.
Baseball Club.
Yes,
made in USA, Waldorf, Maryland.
They're from the Dorf.
Kind of like this one,
just like the Madden twins from Good Charlotte, from Waldorf.
Hey, if the hats are fire,
hey, that's a silly hat.
The hats are nice.
Are fire.
Those are legit.
That's a good
hats.
Logo.
Yeah, right. These are awesome. Did I tell you when I went to Cornell baseball game? I tried to bribe a freshman who was like a freshman walk-on, and he was sitting with the radar gun, right? I was sitting right behind home plate, and he had a silly Cornell baseball hat. I tried to give him $100 for the hat.
What?
Because you can't buy it in the store. You can't buy it in the store. And he was like, yeah, man, they only give us two hats. Like, you know, he's a freshman.
Yeah.
And he's like, if I lose, like, you know. It was a walk-on. He wouldn't give it to me because it fit me perfectly, and it just had a perfect C.
Hold on. Took it off his sweaty head and tried it on?
Yes.
Hurting. Oh. That's how you get lice.
It's gross.
I tried his hat. I said, dude, I've been looking for that hat, just the perfect C, like a baseball hat like these.
Yeah.
And they don't sell them. They don't sell them anywhere in the country. He wouldn't sell it to me for $100 because he didn't want to get yelled at by the coach.
Can't do it.
I don't know if I can do fitted hats anymore. This dome, this melon, doesn't really work well.
Let me check that.
Fitted hats.
But hold on. Yeah, you have a big one.
I do have a big round head. Yeah, I might need that dad hat.
This might be mine.
This actually feels silly.
Oh, this. You know what? I'm taking this one. This is mine.
That looks like a million hats you have.
Hey, I like camo hats.
Hey, that actually matches.
You have that look like that.
What?
That actually matches.
I know I could wear this at a golf course. I could wear this to Whiskey Creek today.
And you can tell them. And they're going to say.
You kind of look ridiculous.
They're going to say, what does the B stand for? Stands for Bickle.
They're also going to say, hey, dude, you're not 21 years old. You can't come in here with a flat brimmed hat like that.
I usually
did you go to the course on your skateboard?
How are you doing, young people?
I usually manipulate the brim the way I like
gotcha,
it.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you're out on these?
I mean, I like the style.
Won't fit your big head. I'll let you pick. I'll take this one for B.
I mean, Valdez should get the pick of these because I mean medium large. I can't do it. I need an XL. Oh, this is a large XL. This might be mine. Possibly, but I'll let Valdez pick through them because he's a crowd guy.
I'm not a big fitted hat guy
either. Okay, very good.
I can't believe you're...
What?
Who hit the telephone? What? I can't believe you're wearing that to the golf course. You look ridiculous.
You look like an idiot right now.
I can't see.
Well, the hat is so massive.
Hold on, I can't even see.
I mean, you're Fred McGriff. Big tall hat.
I mean, you are going to be so recognizable on the course.
B from Bickle.
How did we get in touch with the Blue Crab people?
I think
they just sent it.
They just sent it out
very
to
nice.
Us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I kind of like it. I'll look at it a bit.
It's a nice hat, but
yeah.
I would if I was the marshal, I would kick you off the course in a heartbeat.
Why?
Because I'd point you to the skate park.
I actually like it.
Hey, kid, go or
I don't
guy,
like it that. I'll gently, because I have a Cornell hat that's kind of similar. Gently, you know, it's not too flat.
The only problem with that hat is people are going to think you're a Boston guy.
Yeah, the B is from Boston.
Like the B is close to the Boston Red Sox.
I'll say Bowie.
Bickle.
Huh?
Bickle.
Yeah, it's a Bickle.
Yeah, you're bickling. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Adam Paul, who does our updates on the station, you got to get your act together. You are the director of marketing
for
the newly named Chesapeake Bay Sox.
Yes. Right.
And we don't have gear from you, but we got gear from the Blue Crabs.
I mean, what is he doing?
Whoa, they dropped Bowie?
Yes.
Yeah, they dropped Bowie. It's a massive story.
They now have a crab as part of their logo. It's a whole rebrand.
It's all over the news.
By your tears. Cakes has the tears in the eyes.
Again, my allergies, they do push-ups all the time, 24-7. Mm-hmm. There's not much more I could do.
It may have all been Adam Pohl's idea. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, he's the director of marketing for
Bowie
Bay Sox.
Became Chesapeake.
Yeah, I mean.
I think there's now a brewing rivalry between the Blue Crabs who've sent us the gear and the Chesapeake Bay Sox. They're kind of joning on the Bay Sox for stealing their bit.
Yeah, they've had the crab for a while.
Yes. They
Adam should have
crabs.
Samuel Basayo down here handing us gear.
I don't know who that is, but sure.
The silly Oriole prospect.
Not sure of that person.
We should. I remember back in the day, we did a couple things with the Bay Sox. We did like BP with them one time and... And showed off our warning track power.
I understand that the rebrand, you want to bring as many people in as you can, and Chesapeake brings in more than just Bowie. It's kind of a slight to Bowie. It's kind of a slight to the town that we're from.
I think it was a smart move.
I said it's probably
a rebrand.
Believe me.
They're going for the rebrand.
Yeah, I mean, to get to the stadium, you have to drive by a Sam's Club and a Home Depot.
Well, you see that everywhere.
Drive by Rips.
Yeah, I mean, it's
silly.
But that's on the main highway. I'm just saying the actual road, which used to just be a road to the stadium, they've added Sam's Club and maybe it's not Home Depot. Maybe it's Lowe's. I can't remember which one it is, but
but it might.
I also feel like it's Bowie,
BJ's.
Bowie shouldn't get to claim BJ's. Chesapeake.
Huh?
I don't feel like Bowie should get to claim
like
Chesapeake.
It's a lot too far away.
Too far from the water.
It's a PG County suburb.
Well, it's 15 minutes away.
I know. To me, like Pasadena is Chesapeake.
Right. Like Annapolis.
Kent Island. Yeah. Annapolis.
Yeah, yeah.
Edgewater.
I kind of agree with you.
Bowie,
you're creeping on the
Chesapeake. You're not close enough to the bay.
It's Chesapeake creep is what it is.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, Bowie got hoard.
Yeah, Bowie got hosed.
Bowie got big time.
Bowie just got thrown overboard.
Like I say, it's an upgrade.
Yeah.
It's an upgrade. Look, the fact is we come from a minor league town.
It's literally a minor league town. There's a minor league baseball team there. Yeah.
Formerly minor league town.
Yeah, now maybe Bowie's going to the majors.
We're now below minor leagues.
Yes. So. Yeah. Not even good
Savannah Banana type baseball.
Well, we're not even
killed
good enough.
Me, the Savannah Bananas, with their popularity. I've never seen such a thing.
I like this hat.
We know.
Yeah. What's the name of the team again?
The Southern Maryland Blue Crabs.
No, but
so you
are
have
they
to tell
like,
everybody that's the lid that you're representing.
Is it like the Big Train?
They'll think you're
or
the bench coach.
Is it like
coach.
A real minor league team? Is it like the Big Train? Is it the same league?
I don't know what league they play in. How would I know that?
You would think so.
Mm-hmm. This is nice.
But I don't know if they're in the same league or not.
My buddy Joe knows. He coaches with the Big Train. He'll tell me.
All right, so
maybe you'll get a Big Train conductor hat to wear at congressional.
You don't. The Big Train is like a college summer league thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's not what the Blue. I think the Blue Crabs are.
This is like a legit minor league team.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Independent
of that,
baseball.
We have one of those teams in my city in Olney. It's like a college summer league. They have a great name. They have a great name, and I haven't. I've never brought this up.
All right.
Their name.
Is it the Olney Blanks?
Yes.
The Olney.
It's a great name. You know what?
The Olney.
You could be the mascot. You know why?
Why?
Their name is.
The Olney Orioles.
Grandpas.
I have to say old people.
The Olney Crop Dusters is their name.
So you're saying crop duster because I fart?
Yes.
All right, hold on.
What is a
crop duster?
A crop duster
like
is
a plane that flies over the crops.
But it's also slang for people that fart a lot. The only crop dusters.
Now,
you
hold
can
on.
Be their mascot and or logo.
I just run around and rip fart.
You can be the new fart man.
Hey, right, hold on.
Hey, you know, I would love it if Olney hired you to get on top of the dugout.
Now right. I'd be bitter.
Bend over like fart man.
I'd be bitter because that's my town. I should get any. Right. I have squatters rights.
I'm in Olney a lot now.
I know
though.
You're in there, but you don't live there.
That's squatters
rights. I have squatters rights on any
endorsement.
Sort of endorsement inside. The town
you just
proper.
Offered me up and now you're pulling it away.
Yeah, but you would work well with the Olney Crop Dusters.
So hold on.
It's a
is
great
Olney,
name.
No, like I only know the club and where you live. Like is Olney known for like farms or something? Like why would they call them the Crop Dusters?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell. I don't know the origin story. I just know that that's their name, and it's a funny bit.
By the way, the Blue Crabs, it says here, are an independent partner of Major League Baseball.
Right, so they're an independent minor league team.
Yeah, yeah,
they're not affiliated with like the Orioles or the Nats.
Right.
Yeah. So like after
the Atlantic
you get cut
league,
from everybody,
South Division,
you go play for an independent team. You know,
I've never seen a bigger B in my life. I can't stop looking at it.
It's a big
I like. There's a texter that says you look 10 years younger.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
He's nice. Wearing that hat everywhere he goes.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, now you got props on it. Of course you're going to wear it.
I'm telling you, I think I look good in it. Good hat.
You look like George Brett.
About to storm out of the dugout.
Yeah.
Lose his mind.
Does George Brett look like 100 now?
What is it? Royal blue, covered in royal blue.
George Brett was always kind of like a good-looking guy. He's probably smashing the wall, right?
Whoa. George Brett, well, this picture on Wikipedia.
Does he look terrible?
God bless. Has he been in the tanning machine for his whole life? He looks so.
Maybe he just lives.
He's 71.
Maybe he lives in Florida now. Maybe he just, you know, that's
cakes. I mean, it's just one picture.
Well, that is very tan. He's like the tannest guy ever.
He's got the most leathery skin you've ever seen.
He looks, Trump look pale.
I mean, he needs to go to like a dermatologist and get a mole check.
Does make his teeth look white because he's so dark.
You know, Valdez says that he has his Wednesday group where he plays with the older guys.
Yeah, yeah. And Greg,
all the codgers.
The retired group.
I have a couple guys. I have two guys that I now regularly play with. I have no idea when. It's just my buddy pairs up that are over 70.
Yeah.
I might have a couple of them.
Two guys at regular play. They're really nice guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great guys.
They're in good shape.
Yeah.
You'd kill. In better shape than you.
You'd kill to be at that shape. All you think about is, I'd kill to hit the ball like that when I'm 72.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
They're out there. They're walking every day.
Yeah.
They play 5 days a week.
Walk. It.
Yeah. They both have the mechanical cart thing, right? With the little remote.
There's only one in the group that has that.
With you?
Yeah.
And my guys, both
you
my guys.
You wear that hat, they'd be like, Eric, we can see that bee from two T-boxes away.
You know, it's like an eye exam. Your hat looks like the top line of an eye exam.
It's a great bit.
Dude, this is a great hat.
Yeah, you love it. You're into it.
It's a great hat. Yeah. I look freaking good in it.
You guys notice that EB only wears child colors.
Is that what it is?
Like it's always the bluest of the blue, or the reddest of the
brightest red.
Like,
ever.
There's no shades.
I'm a big red guy.
He's not a big red guy. In his wardrobe.
Not a lot of muted colors.
What am I supposed to wear?
Like you're pastels you're just or dressed, something? You're dressed like you're going to first grade. I don't know what else to tell you. Always.
I like bright colors.
Big pop of color.
I like bright colors.
You know you're dressed like a field day team.
You're wearing royal blue from head to toe today.
No, I do have a blue fit on.
Who does that?
I have my blue fit.
Yeah. The blue guy.
Yeah, and bright blue pants.
I got my gray shirt.
I couldn't tell. You zip up all the way up to your chin.
Yeah. All right, so heading into the break, I teased the amount that Gen Zers think you need to make to be financially successful.
Right.
Well, this
is a survey of over 2,200 U.S. adults. The boomers came in and said you need to make basically 100K to be successful. They're at 99.9. Gen Xers, that's us, people born between 1965 and 1980, think you need to make $212,000 to be financially successful. Millennials, which is some of our kids, think you need to make $181K to be financially successful. Gen Zers, okay, people born between 1997 and 2012.
Like Mike Moss.
This is two of my kids.
Yeah.
They think you need to make $587,000 a year to be financially successful.
Think about it. Think about all their online shopping and the lifestyle that these guys have.
They think you need to make a shade under $600K to be financially stable and successful.
I mean,
it'd be nice.
I mean, of course it would be nice, but I mean, where are these expectations coming from? I guess Mike Marr explained
social media.
It's all social media driven. Yeah.
Everybody's going to have a TikTok from Bali.
Yeah, my generation's just completely lost the plot. They have no idea like how they're going to make that money. They're just like in their head, like, oh yeah, I see Aiden Ross making millions of dollars. I should just make that money.
Yeah.
With no path on how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all because of social media, 100%.
I've heard that name. Who's Aiden Ross?
He's just a streamer.
Yeah, he's a live streamer.
Got you.
Did he actually have sex with Sky Bree on this clip I saw? Did you guys see that?
Sky Bree would be my next question.
I have seen that rumor. I think, I mean, he said he did, so he's got to take him at his word, I guess.
I don't know your algorithm.
All right. So he's doing this kid. He's like 23 or something, right? He's a young kid, right?
He twitched NBA 2K and just
blew never
up.
Seen his live stream. Like, I don't, you know, but I know who he is, right? And I guess he must have millions of people that watch him, right? Whatever he does, play video games or talk or whatever. Mm-hmm. He had this porno chick on, and he said, "So you're saying you'll have sex with me right now?" And she goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "Like, right now."
Right.
She said, yeah. He goes, well, how would it go down? Tell me. She says, you want the X-rated version? No. He goes, the mid.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, I'll do this.
Yeah.
And it'll be the best this you ever had. Mm-hmm. And it'll be the best this you ever had. And then you could do this wherever you want to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
I like it. And then he said, let me ponder it for 10 seconds.
Yeah. Then he cut his stream off.
And he said, all right, just sit there. He said, just act like we're frozen. And then he hit click, and then I guess you're supposed to think that. Now, when did that happen? Like 2 years ago? Did that happen like years ago? And I just see that. I just saw that.
I have no clue when it happened, but I know I've heard some stories. That chick belongs to the streets. So.
I have young kids.
He's calling her a prostitute.
Huh? Yeah.
He's calling her a prostitute.
We need a translator
for
Mark.
You need to speak for the Gen Xers and the borderline boomers in the room, my friend.
We all have kids his age or younger. I still need a translator for Mar.
Yeah.
It really is amazing, though, that somebody like that. I mean, my daughter is in this business where she does food reviews, cook reviews, and makes a living. But this guy's on a different level of popularity. And it started with playing NBA 2K and Grand Theft Auto.
Okay. Dude, somebody
imagine if you were, you know, when you were playing Parsec, that you would have made money for playing
Splinter Cell.
TI-99 Parsec.
Splinter Cell,
well, I actually think I could have had millions of followers when I was playing Splinter Cell. Like millions. I think I was elite.
Hey, watch me break into the CIA.
Is this true? Last question. I know we got to break. Is this true, Mar? Somebody said, I know everyone hates Elon. I don't care what you think. That Elon's like the top 10 or the world's best at this one particular video game. Somebody said he's like his world ranking, and I don't know any of them, but one of these like fantasy video, I don't even know video games, but he's literally like top 10 in the world.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen that, but I wouldn't put it past him because that dude's a wizard.
Did he get Diablo 4.
Yeah, what is that?
I've never heard of that.
Hey, EB,
actually,
when he's done, he can put his initials EM on the high score on the on the arcade machine like we used to do back like in 1982.
And didn't it just come out that LeBron became like some silly player
in the
video game too?
All right, when we come back, we'll get back into the Commanders. What's been happening to Jaden Daniels? We'll analyze his decline next on The Fan. Brian Rock.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Robinson Jr. will join the Junks coming up at 9 o'clock, so that's in just about half an hour. So be sure to keep listening for that. We wanted to get into this article published by Chris Trapasso on CBSSports.com. The headline, what's happening to Jaden Daniels? Analyzing the Commander quarterback's sudden decline. So Jaden Daniels, in his first six starts, completed 75% of his throws. He was averaging almost 8.5 yards per attempt. He had 6 passing touchdowns, just 2 picks.
Let me just say, that completion percentage is unsustainable. It's certainly unsustainable for a rookie. And so for anybody to think, oh, there's been a drop-off, well, that was crazy.
Yeah, so he scored 5 times on the ground as well. He's averaging 5.11 yards per carry during those first 6 starts. Now, over the last 3 games, all losses for the Commanders, Daniels has completed just 61.5% of his throws.
Mm-hmm.
His yards per attempt has come down basically a full 2 yards. He's at 6.42 yards per attempt with 3 touchdowns and 3 picks.
There are a lot of numbers in this article. I sent this to Drab yesterday. I read it, and it was interesting. A couple of factors.
I also read it last night.
One had to do with Yak. So early in the season, first 6 weeks of the season, Washington was 10th in the football in yards after the catch per reception at 5.6 yards. He was also the only quarterback in the NFL with 4 receivers in the top 25 in separation, which, you know, is surprising. We talked about Luke McCaffrey, and McCaffrey hasn't had a ton of targets.
I don't get
that. But he was one of the guys who was open.
Yeah, they would always say he's open all over the place.
Separation scores more than almost anybody in the NFL. Doesn't mean you're getting a ton of catches, but guys are open. So the summary from Trapasso basically said, early in the season, let me see if I can find the exact paragraph, but here it is. In short, Daniels wasn't connecting on very many high degree of difficulty throws, but he was very accurate on mostly underneath routes to typically open receivers, and he took good care of the football. Plus, he ran efficiently when he didn't like what he saw in the pocket. That play style description is perfectly acceptable for a rookie quarterback. And then you see later on, it's a lot of advanced metrics, but you see that a lot of the numbers have changed, not favorably for Daniels. He's taking care of the football still, and his big-time throw rate, it's fine, and he actually points out big-time throws. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes is 32nd in the NFL, so it's not just about these throws, which they say are qualified as big-time throws, but where you see the dips for Jaden is the adjusted completion rate has dipped, which we've talked about. You said it wasn't sustainable. His average depth of target has come down. His pressure to sack rate has jumped. I saw Grant Paulson had a statistic about pressures. So some of the narrative to kind of defend Jaden is, well, he's getting pressured more. And the numbers actually don't say that. He's being pressured about the same amount, but he's actually being sacked more often.
I don't know. I don't know. You have to tell me, you have to explain the pressure thing, because if he gets rid of the ball quickly before the pressure really develops, he just reads it, he's still pressured. Like, what is pressure? What are they saying pressure is? He was hit after he threw it? He was hit while he threw it? What's pressure? There were more guys than blockers? Because that's what I see a lot. I see more guys than blockers. Like, we're getting outnumbered, or we're just getting smoked, and he's having to rush his throws. So I don't know what they consider
pressure. Well, typically, I believe pressure is when a quarterback is moved off his spot.
Right. I mean, but I consider being pressured, you see the guys coming, you just get rid of it right away.
I'm taking this from Grant Paulson, who took it from PFF.
Yeah.
All right, but weeks 1 through 6, according to Pro Football Focus, Jaden Daniels was pressured 35% of dropbacks. Mm-hmm. Weeks 8 through 12, it's 32% of dropbacks. So the curious thing is, according to those stats, he's being pressured less.
I hear what you're saying.
But he's being sacked more.
My eyes tell me differently.
And the offense in general is being less effective.
That's,
I think this goes to, if you kind of put it all together, I think Jaden's a small piece of this. I do think Jaden is a piece of this.
Yeah, I think
I think Cliff is the biggest piece. Defenses have definitely made an adjustment. I don't know if Pittsburgh gave the league a script, but around the Pittsburgh game in the last couple games, and at first I just said, well, Pittsburgh's got personnel that other teams don't have. But then you saw it again with Philly, and Philly has great personnel. I mean, Mitchell's an excellent young corner. They've got Jalen Carter, they've got talent all over that field. One of the best teams in the league. But then when Dallas, who's banged up, doesn't even have some of their key players. I know Micah was on the field, but one of their best corners wasn't there. One of their best defensive linemen wasn't
Micah
there.
Micah is an all-time great.
Dallas, in that game, they had like $100 million worth of salary cap players sidelined that weren't even on the field.
Yeah, exactly. But they had number 11. That's all you need.
Okay,
give me number 11. Part. You can have my entire defense.
They had number 11.
In fact, you could have my entire offense, too, except for Jaden, and give me 11.
They had a number 11 the week before when they got ripped. Okay?
Oh, he doesn't win every time, but give me 11.
I know.
Give me that kid.
You can't have him. I know you want him, but you can't have
him. That's not why the whole team except for Jaden.
The point is, it's beyond the one game, and it's beyond just good opponents. Something has happened where the offensive production has dipped significantly, and Jaden is a part of that.
Trapasso point, this is a good line from him, I think, in this article. Washington is realizing its scheme might not be brilliant, and its pass-catching options, while good, are rarely great.
And do they have the number of drops in there? I mean, because I think he's really been stricken with drops.
I think that comes into play in the whole adjusted completion percentage.
By the way, he's definitely missed throws. All quarterbacks missed throws, and he was at an unsustainable level before. And he's probably playing a little below what I think his ability is right now.
Even though they're swooning.
Because he'd been hurt and he hadn't been getting the reps. I buy all that Quinn said. That the rhythm wasn't there. The extra reps before and after practice. You know, the great ones, they're out repping everybody. They don't just walk out there and be great. They rep it out more than anyone.
Even though there's a dip, obviously, in the level of play and the offense. They're losing games. I'm not to the point yet where I'm looking at mock drafts for 2025. I'm not to that point yet, but I am starting to get to the point where I'm going to be looking at the shopping list for Adam Peters for top flight free agent wideouts, like who's going to be available, who they might splurge on to help out Jaden Daniels.
I might be in the minority
off season.
I think the Noah Brown pickup has been huge.
I think it's been good. I think he's a quality wide receiver. But I don't think he's special.
He might not be special, but he's a big guy.
If he were special, he would have stuck with either Dallas or Houston. Like, he's not in that level. Like,
no, he's not special, but he's a quality receiver.
He's a solid player.
That has helped this football
team. He's a solid addition, especially late. Was he picked up in training camp? I think it was late in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
He's a solid add. But if I'm Adam Peters, I have to look at the roster and say, I need to be better than solid. I need to have like a superstar level player to pair with Terry McLaurin to make this offense scarier and more comfortable for Jaden.
This is from The Athletic. So I read Trapasa's article, then I saw this from The Athletic yesterday. We had Mike Jones from The Athletic earlier on the show, and he was part of it. And this is less numbers, more kind of observational and opinions from Ted Wynn, who writes for Fantasy Football Film Analysis, but also at The Athletic. The offense is far too predictable. Defenses are catching up. They haven't been as willing to run Jaden Daniels after his rib injury, and so much of the system is predicated on the quarterback options and scrambles. They're handicapped without it. Now, I do think that they utilized it more this week against Dallas. The short passes and screens haven't been as effective either. Their unwillingness to throw the ball downfield is maddening to watch. Offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury was dismissive when asked about the trend of his offenses falling off a cliff in the second half of seasons during his time in Arizona. But it looks like it's happening again. Kyler Murray took a beating when Kingsbury was his head coach, and the same scenario is playing out with Daniels. When asked about the regression last week, Kingsbury said he didn't plan on changing his offense. But the system desperately needs to evolve. And here are the numbers. Wynn points it out. We've talked about it a lot. But he has two specific statistics during his tenure running the offense in Arizona. 2019 to 2022. Points per drive, weeks 1 through 8, 2.29. Weeks 8 through 17, 1.91. Pretty significant. Points per drive drops
25%.
Maybe. And then EPA per drive, which is expected
points added.
Points added was 10th in the league. I'll just go with that. 10th in the league first half of the season. 24th in the league second half of the season.
No, listen.
It's history. Can he buck history? Sure. But right now, it seems to be repeating itself.
Yeah, I got to imagine that they're very well aware of this, and they're self-evaluating, and they're trying to figure it out. One thing I will say is I think Jaden's particularly good, and you see it in end-of-game scenarios in quick game. And they were running a lot of quick game, no huddle stuff, or, you know, Peyton just standing there calling a play. Last few weeks, and this is perception, so this could be wrong. My perception is they like to do it after completed passes, not as much as when they're running. And so we're running 2 yards. We're not doing quick game, right? So I just feel like we need to get the passing game involved more intermediate stuff.
I mean, he was on the drive where they – it ended with Ertz catching the touchdown. You know, they're behind 20-9 at that point. He was 7-for-7 on passing. I kind of feel like the defense was different there, and he's just passing. So
I agree.
But I do think there probably is something tempo.
They're better at up-tempo. He's good at it.
Yeah.
He's good at it.
All right, don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, we'll be joined by Jaden Daniels' teammate, Brian Robinson Jr. He'll be on the show coming up at 9 a.m. Let's give the Washington Capitals a bit of a shine. They took the first game of a two-game Florida swing road trip 4-1 against the Panthers last night. So good to see them put some goals on the board. They've had a hard time scoring goals of late. Since Ovi went down with the injury, the Panthers have been scuffling. That's their fourth straight loss. So nice to see the Caps get some points on the board. Lars Eller, Potts, not one, but two goals.
Yeah, second one was a really nice empty netter. Locker, were you watching it?
I did not see the second goal.
So it wasn't one of those empty netters where, not to discredit them, but when you shoot it like from halfway across the goal.
Right.
And he like skated it from one side to the other. Like, I can't remember how Locker was describing it, but he was describing his powerful skating. And so Lars put it in, and then you got the first goal from, how do you say the guy's last name?
Is it Miro?
Yeah,
Miro. Just call him Miro. Yeah. I think it's Miroshnichenko.
Yeah.
It's a mouthful. But yeah, Miro scores, Lars gets two, and Jacob Chychrun, who missed a few games, I think he has 6 goals on the season. That's like third or fourth amongst defensemen in the entire NHL. So that's been a good add, and it adds to the trend of Caps blue liners are scoring at a really high rate this season compared to last season. So in the absence of Ovi sidelined for a month plus, you need those D guys to step in and score some goals. He did it last night and added two assists as well.
Can I shift the conversation for a second? Because sure. I just got actual confirmation from Jason Bishop himself.
Oh, you did?
And we need to have audio.
Okay,
so
yes.
There are reports from people that we knew.
It's not a dispute.
I know. But it's now it's indisputable.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
There were reports that Jason Bishop was in the building at Northwest Stadium on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody else told me that this yesterday.
Maybe Valdez can find the audio.
My buddy Siege.
The guy has sworn for years and years.
He was on the sideline.
He would never, ever go.
When you're a big, tall lurch like him,
somebody hooked him with something.
Yeah, of course. You can't go undetected.
Well, let's be real. We're all going to be, if we go, we're all going to be hooked. If Cakes goes, I'm going to go back December 22nd.
Yeah, that's true. Hooked. We're all going to get hooked. But we don't all stand out in the crowd. He's 6'6".
We also haven't sworn.
You might stand out in the crowd, Cakes, because you're a little lower than everybody else.
I mean, come on. I'm not that low. I mean, I'm not
pretty
like,
average.
I'm not like Dan Snyder height.
We're
teasing you, Cakes.
I know.
We're also not people who have sworn up and down that we would never step foot in the stadium.
Right. We're like, rational human
he
beings.
Did that and,
I don't even. Slow down.
And
slow down.
Yeah.
Why does he hate it again? Is it because
the traffic and just the whole experience?
It takes up his whole Sunday NFL viewing day.
And so, you know, he had sent me the picture of a stupid thermostat because I had to send him the college football survivor picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So most of our conversation texts about the stupid college football survivor.
Yeah.
Right.
But I did ask him, how was the stadium? I didn't give any sort of background.
Yeah.
And he responded, it was fine. It doesn't compare to college atmosphere. Traffic was awful.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
But that is actual confirmation. Not that I just wanted a picture. Look, Farley told me he saw him. So Farley was the first person. Then I put it on Twitter and several people said that they saw
him. CJ told me yesterday.
Right.
He said, yeah, your boy was at the game.
But I think he did one of those Cakes one-sided bets where he said, I'll pay each of you guys like $1,000 if I ever go. I know, but we at least should play the audio.
He's holding out that he's going to get paid.
No, I don't think we're going
to
get paid.
Yeah.
I just think it'll be fun to listen to it and hear him squirm on the air.
Sure.
He's not even going to squirm. He has no shame.
Yeah, he'll just say. He'll say, I said that 15 years ago, and I'm not paying you guys.
Valdez, you are the biggest historian on the show.
He's the archivist.
Yes.
Or archivist. I don't
what
know
has Jason
say
said
like
about
archivist.
The stadium formerly known as FedEx Field?
He just said he'll never go to a Commander/Redskins game at FedEx ever again.
Well, technically, he didn't go to the game at FedEx. It's down Northwest Stadium.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right.
I know
true.
What you mean. Maybe that's his loophole.
Yeah, that might be a technicality.
Yeah,
him and Coach Overton.
Yeah, there's a lot of loopholes being exposed.
Do you think he went because now it's cool to go because like Jaden's hot, like it's kind of like a hotter.
No,
ticket.
He probably had a benefactor that put him in a suite.
For sure, but that's not the first time he's
benefactor.
Had suite
Greg is tight with like B. Mitch, and he's big into the Commanders. We've met him a few times, like
he's
a poker opens
hookup options before. Yes. So I'm wondering what I think we'll put
I think
it
might
over
have been
the
his said, too.
Like I said he was in a helicopter with Jay-Z.
Isn't it fall break? Fall break.
That's what it is.
Daughters want to go to the game.
Daughters want to go to the game because Jaden's hot.
Kelsey's already hit me up that when she comes for Christmas break, she wants to go to the Eagles game.
Check the daughter's TikTok or whatever and see if she's got she probably got photos from the field of the game.
I'm sure she does.
That's what it is. The daughters made him go, and he probably never says no to him. I get it.
And his daughter is mad at Jason because he doesn't make the amount that the Gen Zers think you need to make to be financially successful. He's not at that level.
They think he's a loser?
They might. I don't know.
He's doing great.
I know he's doing fine.
He's doing great.
He's not doing Gen Z fine, but he's doing fine.
But yeah, he's had hookups for years. He's had hookups for years, and he's always said no.
Right. Look,
whoever you're
said
right,
that
the
his daughter wanted to go.
I'm just guessing.
His daughter said, let's go to the game.
Of course, that's what it is.
He made it happen, and he went along with her.
Somebody needed a reel from the Jaden with the jersey.
Did we have fall breaks that lasted like 2 weeks? I don't remember that.
Fall breaks during college?
No, we had Thanksgiving breaks.
Thanksgiving break, but like...
You got off like
no,
when?
I think
my
it was
niece,
a week.
Who goes to Virginia Tech, was home last week.
Well, she's blowing off classes, probably. I mean, that's what some people do.
No, I don't know.
they, you know,
winter break was always super long.
Winter break was winter like break five or six was
amazing,
weeks.
But Thanksgiving break was it might feel be like a week. Week.
Might be a week.
I feel like it was a week. Thanksgiving week off. Teachers would just cancel on their own, yeah. And you're in college. You blow it off.
I'll tell you something. I never went
Who
to junior.
Goes to every class?
I never went to junior college. All right. My son is in high school, but he takes a class at the junior college, right?
People call it junior college?
Whatever you call it.
Right. Community college.
Yeah, community college.
Yeah.
Junior college is like such a 1980s like, term.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Whatever. I just haven't heard it referred to as
junior
college.
When I hear JUCO, I just think of like an NBA or like has a way station know, stop right, right. At a JUCO.
Well,
like,
whatever it's called.
In San Jacinto. Yeah. Was that not the yeah. one everybody went to?
He yep. does dual enrollment. He said his teacher cancels class half the time.
Of course. Those professors, do you think they care that much at this point? They're probably just coasting in.
JUCO professors are like retired guys or like young people. Don't care.
Right.
They don't care.
Yeah, that'll You're be not- like I'll be teaching at a JUCO.
Yeah.
Like as a consultant. I don't know what I'll teach. Yeah. Fantasy how to destroy your fantasy football lineups 101. Like yeah. maybe I could teach that. I don't know.
The whole thing's a scam.
Poker theory 101.
Weak tight
poker. Sign up for the class.
My daughter, my oldest, now she actually goes to class. But like when we were in college, I ain't go to a lot of classes.
Hey, if there was snow on the ground or if it was cold out, I wouldn't go to class.
Too cold to walk.
Yeah, I mean,
it's too cold to walk to Susquehanna.
Especially if it was a class
where you
was
Susquehanna?
Long haul. The classes where you just had a midterm and a final.
Now,
who
look,
went to those classes?
You, now, my youngest
just
son.
Read the book.
My youngest son used to live where you guys used to live in Leonardtown. Which if anybody
no, I live
knows
behind Leonardtown.
If anybody
but, yeah.
knows the University of Maryland campus, it's like you're not even on campus.
It's behind front
you're,
row.
You're yeah. just like the red-haired stepchild living across.
No, there was a three
one.
Or four-year period. Seriously, where we own those courts. Just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Yes. The best years of my life were in Leonardtown.
We owned those.
Leonardtown was nice. I'd rather yeah. live in Leonardtown than where I
okay.
lived.
It was nice. 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
I know. I'm just saying.
Dilapidated
compared to I lived in Chestertown dorms.
It was like living in a
yeah.
condo.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You had a community space with a kitchen and then four separate bedrooms.
But like, my point was, it's not really that close to anything yeah. else on campus.
Yeah. Sure.
Like my son, we gave my son a bike and a helmet. We're like, good luck, and you have to pedal 15 minutes.
Kids
to camp,
aren't in college,
to class.
Aren't wearing helmets on their bikes, are they?
I mean, I gave him a helmet.
I mean, that's embarrassing.
I was imploring him to
you know
wear.
It's embarrassing not walking to your class.
Yeah, I mean, why is he riding a bike? I lived in Berkeley
he's
apartments.
In Leonardtown.
Cakes, it's not that far. It's a 15-minute walk.
Whatever. He had a bike. He had a bike.
I would ride
get
a bike.
Around.
That's fine. I like bikes.
And Norwich was further beyond.
I understand.
And we walked.
Oh, I drove.
You see,
yeah, he
you.
Drove.
He
drove the lot one.
Do you know anybody lazier than EB?
Yeah. Huh?
I just asked Cakes. Do you know anybody lazier than that guy?
My son's at least a few rungs higher where he
yeah,
was using.
Dude, freshman and sophomore
paddling.
Year, I parked in lot four.
I know.
If you remember where that is, that's freaking University
yeah.
Boulevard.
Yeah, I know where
okay.
that is.
And walked all the way up to like Taws. Like it was ridiculous.
That's why
my
I used
walk.
To take naps in the student union.
Yeah.
I'd meet freaking, up with EB to do
just,
lunch.
Let me tell you something about the University of Maryland.
The union.
Let me tell you something about that school. That school blows. It's way too big. There's nothing good about it. It's only construction. Our teams always suck. That school blows. I
good
tell all
mom.
My kids, whatever you do, you ain't going to Maryland.
Hey, big win over Nova this weekend.
That school's.
You want to know who Bishop went with? My source says he went with the president of Buell Electric,
yeah,
Mr. Buell.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's the guy. That guy probably yeah. flew
you know
in
what?
There.
I yeah. know what he didn't John do. Buell. He wasn't sitting in the stands with the steerage while there's a big brawl going
here's
on.
What, here's what that. Jason doesn't do. He doesn't hang out with normal people.
That is fact.
You have to be a, I'm not talking about a multi, even not even multi-millionaire. Whatever a millionaire is that has more than 10 million.
It's his worst quality.
He'll hang out with you if you can take him to Pebble Beach.
Yeah. You got to have.
Or your CEO.
Bank account has to be 10 milli plus.
Or some sort 100%. Of. Or a silly athlete of some sort.
Right. Who's on his way.
Like if you're
that.
A scratch golfer.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Right.
All right. Got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Commanders with Brian Robinson Jr. He will join us for his weekly segment. That's next here on The Fan.